Some education officials are calling for cleanup legislation following last year's teacher pay raises. Educators from across the state gathered Thursday, August 4th in Sioux Falls at the Associated School Boards and School Administrators Convention. SDPB's Aaron Myros attended the convention and brought back this report.
Joy Smolniski is with the South Dakota Budget and Policy Institute. She says now that the half-cent sales tax to raise teacher salaries is signed into law, the legislation needs to be adjusted to clarify how the pay increase is implemented.
There were two bills passed. One said half-cent goes to raising teacher salaries, a percentage of that half-cent. The other one said teacher salaries go up, inflation or 3%, whichever is less. So this is one of those cleanup situations where you need to go back after the bills have passed and said, how is this actually going to work when we do the calculations?
Some educators have questions about the new law. Amy Poliski is a board member of the Rapid City Area School District. She wants to ensure teacher salaries remain competitive moving forward.
We need to clarify how the half-cent sales tax will be used each year in the future. From what I understand now, it does not go into the schools each year, but every 3 years when they reevaluate the teacher's salary in comparison to the surrounding states. I think the taxpayer is confused by that because the intent of the tax increase was to fund education. And from what I've heard today, I think that money is at risk of going into the general fund and not being available in 3 years when we will need to increase teacher salaries again.
Officials say any piece of legislation as comprehensive as the education package is expected to need adjustments as it takes effect. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.